Technology on the cutting edge, increasingly we find that computers are able to enhance our ability to sense the world around us. So first we reported on the bionic ear and then on the electronic nose. Tonight, the electronic tongue. Here's ABC's Gina Smith.
Sweet and sour, salty and bitter. The 100,000 taste buds in your tongue easily handle those four flavors and endless combinations in between.
Delicious.
But there are a lot of things that could use tasting that humans might not find so tasty. Like toxins in water or bacteria in food.
Here at the University of Texas at Austin, scientists and engineers have designed what they call an electronic tongue. It's a silicon chip that not only mimics the functions of human taste buds, it actually improves on them.
Each taste bud can be totally different, so we can actually go after approximately 100 different kinds of tastes.
The National Institutes of Health have invested more than $500,000 in the device.
It provides a means for really quick and really economical testing of body fluids like blood or urine.
We can test the electronic tongue chip with fruit juices. It goes right in.
The liquid flows over the chip and its 100 little holes. Each contains a tiny sponge-like synthetic taste bud. It's about twice the size of a human one, yet small enough to fit 4,000 of them on the surface of a dime. The buds change color depending on the liquid's chemical composition. With apple juice, pink indicates sweetness, the light yellow, a bit of sour. And colors would vary depending on the liquid and toxin tested.
Could it taste the difference between Coke and Pepsi in a taste test?
Absolutely. That should be child's play.
The food and beverage industry is closely monitoring the development. The device could automate what thousands of human tasters do daily. But there are some things an electronic tongue will never do. Gina Smith, ABC News, Austin, Texas.